Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the Extension Director for the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service and Davie County as well, Colleen Church. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you, and I hope you are.
Yes, indeed. It is a pleasure to chat with you, Colleen, and some good news to talk about today. I know that you guys had a fairly recent move. Will you tell us about the move and about where you are now, the new location?
Yes, we've had a busy summer here in Yadkinville. We moved back at the start of the summer, so that's kind of threw everything into chaos this summer, trying to carry out all of our normal events and move, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we're no longer in downtown Yadkinville. If you continue up 601, just north of downtown, we're in a new building that's located behind the Yadkin Center of Surrey Community College.
Mm-hmm.
So the building, it's the Yadkin County Agricultural and Educational Building. So the bottom level of the building houses Surrey Community College classrooms. And then the top level of the building has all of the ag agencies in the county. So we're all back here together. So that's Extension, Soil and Water, NRCS, Forest Service, and FSA. It's really nice new space with a large, large banquet facility, so we're all really happy to be here.
Terrific. That's a beautiful facility, too, by the way.
It is. It's really nice. We have, you know, all this nice parking,
mm-hmm.
and like I say, the big banquet room, the big commercial kitchen in there, so we're just all really excited and happy to be here.
Now, did you have to get rid of anything when you left the previous offices?
We had to scale back a little bit. You know, whenever you move, that's always a good time to get rid of some of that stuff that's just been accumulating and piling up.
Best time, yeah.
We tried to get rid of some stuff that has, like I say, accumulated. But
sure.
We still have a lot of materials because, you know, we go out and do programs. We have to haul all this stuff around with us.
Absolutely, yeah.
We still had to keep lots of stuff, too.
Our guest is Colleen Church. She's the County Extension Director in Yadkin County. Of course, they've just recently moved there. And, Colleen, I wonder what kind of events that you have coming up that you might share with our WIFM listeners today?
Well, one thing I wanted to share that's, you know, open and available to anyone is the Harvest Festival coming
mm-hmm.
up. It will be Saturday, September 17th.
Yeah.
It's actually the 40th year of the Harvest Festival here in Yadkinville. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Yadkinville. So Elm Street, Main Street, some of those will be kind of closed down with all of the festivities going on. There's, of course, music, food, lots of craft vendors and things like that. They have some really neat kids activities. And then in kind of next to our old building over there,
mm-hmm.
In the planning and permits parking lot is where we kind of have the ag area.
Yeah.
So Farm Bureau will be there. The farmers market will actually not operate at their normal location that day. They'll be operating there in the ag area of the Harvest Festival with us. So
oh, neat.
If you're looking for the farmers market, you can come downtown. The Master Gardener volunteers will be there doing some little dish garden activities for kids that the kids really seem to like last year. Of course, we'll be there with Extension set up. Normally, we kind of try to focus and have information available on the food, home production, and preservation side.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a couple of us out there with information and, you know, able to answer questions and whatnot. So it's a lot of fun. It's always a nice event. It's not too crowded. I like it because some of them, you know, they get so big
mm-hmm.
and crowded, it's hard to get around. But this is a nice size festival. It's a lot of fun and, you know, fun for everybody to come out. If you want to see the music schedule or find out more information, you can go on the Yadkin Arts Council website. They're the sponsor for the festival.
It's a really great event and a lot of different activities, as you said. And it's great that the Extension office is there and the Master Gardeners is really very cool. Colleen, you mentioned there briefly about the farmers market that they're going to be there on that day, the 17th at the festival. What's the rest of their season? When do they actually, the farmers market end in Yadkin?
Yeah, they'll close up for the season on October 15th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So again, their hours did change a little this year. They dropped Thursdays, so now it's just a Tuesday and Saturday market. Tuesdays are 3 to 6 p.m. Saturdays are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They did extend Saturday out another
mm-hmm.
hour. They've had a really good year. They've had some new vendors coming on with meat. We have a lady doing homemade pet treats now. We've had a lady there doing homemade soap this year. So we're really glad that we've added some new vendors and, of course, had new customers coming out. I think the main thing, we always have people coming and saying, hey, I've been looking for this. I don't see it over here. So if people know where the Papa John's pizza is in Yakinville now, if they can turn down that street like you're going to Papa John's and then just keep going, it's Tennessee Street. The market shelter is just right down that road on the left.
Turn right there by the park. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Colleen Church, County Extension Director with the Yadkin County and also Davie County Extension Service. Any final reminders you want to share with us for things that might be happening in the fall with Extension?
Well, one thing I just wanted to remind people is it's a good time to get those soil tests done and soil samples sent in.
Yes.
They do begin that peak season fee that starts December 1, and that runs all the way up through March 31st. So the fall, right now before Thanksgiving, is a good time for people to get soil samples sent in. You don't have to pay that $4 per sample fee, which will start up, like I say, again in December. So go by your extension office, get your kits and whatnot, and when we get a little bit of rain and the ground softens up some, get out there and get your soil samples sent in so you can plan your gardens and your fertility, your lawn, all that stuff for the coming year. It's good to get them done in the fall, get them back. That way you can do your lime in the fall and then hit your fertility needs as you need to in the spring or whatever is appropriate.
Those soil tests, very beneficial because it does tell you what you need to put in the soil so you're not wasting money on things that aren't going to help you and may in some way hinder you.
Yep. And those money and the environment, because we don't want to be putting out all that excess fertilizer that we don't need.
Right.
Then it runs into our streams and waterways and becomes a pollutant.
And those kits are free at your office, right?
They are. They're free. They just come by and pick them up. And as long as you avoid that peak season fee, your only charge is your postage to mail them to Raleigh. The Department of Agriculture actually runs the samples, so you mail them off to Raleigh. They'll do your report, and then you can call us, and we'll help you go over that report and decide what you need to do.
Terrific. Extension Director for the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Colleen Church, our guest this morning. Colleen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a terrific rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension today, right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Farm Bureau members, join Yadkin County Farm Bureau at the Alpha and Omega Corn Maze for Farm Bureau Members Night on Thursday, September 22nd, 4 to 9. Alpha and Omega Corn Maze is at 1105 Cheek Road in Hamptonville. Farm Bureau members will enjoy $5 admission, bounce pillow, corn box, cannonball pipe slide, and don't forget the 6-acre corn maze featuring the Farm Bureau Yadkin logo. Concession stand will be open and serving up delicious treats. Members must present their Farm Bureau membership card at the gate for the discounted admission, or you can stop by the Farm Bureau offices in Yadkinville, Jonesville, and East Bend to purchase your admission wristband for the whole family. For more info, visit YadkinValleyCornMaze.com or call 336-679-8858. And don't forget, the Alpha and Omega Corn Maze is a great spot for your next school field trip, group outing, birthday parties, family reunions, or weddings.
Extension today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.